This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The founder and former CEO of the now kaput cryptocurrency exchange FTX told Axios this week that he's got $100,000 left in his bank account. Best guesses as to Sam Bankman-Fried's personal fortune before that? $26.5 billion. It is tough to feel sorry for him, of course. Plenty of FTX users would love to have $100,000 in their accounts right about now. But I mention that because the fallout from the FTX implosion continues to spill into the broader economy, including across college campuses, where the next generation of tech and finance talent is deciding whether crypto is an industry they really want to be in. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
Crypto companies salivate over students like Akshay Chowdhury. He's a senior at Columbia, majoring in applied mathematics and minoring in computer science. So if a crypto exchange tried to hire him with a boatload of money?
I, quite frankly, probably would have been more amenable to that before the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Of course, crypto companies aren't really in hiring mode right now. Even solvent exchanges like Coinbase have been laying off workers. But even if they were, Chowdhury says the overnight implosion of FTX made the industry seem way too volatile.
From the perspective of putting your career eggs in that basket, I don't think that's something that I would want to do.
During crypto boom times, the best and the brightest at elite universities are, shocker, more interested in crypto. Crypto classes at engineering and business schools are now pretty common. John Villasenor has noticed a particular correlation among his UCLA computer science students.
I've found in the last 7-8 years that interest in the crypto space, generally speaking, tends to track the price of Bitcoin.
This brutally cold crypto winter will likely cool that interest, but Villasenor says it won't deter a particular type of student, those more interested in the underlying technology.
There's always been a subset, a smaller subset of people who are very interested in blockchain. Blockchain is a lot more than crypto.
Campbell Harvey at Duke University's Fuqua School of Business is expecting smaller attendance at the Innovation in Crypto Ventures class he's teaching this spring. But as a decentralized finance enthusiast, Harvey says the FTX debacle could actually make his MBA students even more marketable.
They're much more professional in terms of business practices. And in this space, it really lacks people with traditional business experience.
You know, traditional business experiences like creating a decent balance sheet, or at least a balance sheet that won't go viral on Twitter. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.